Australian country towns are losing bright young talent to the cities. Lucy Hansen is 18 years old and works in Toowoomba, but would love nothing more than a career on a Queensland station.
As a little kid, I always thought it'd be great. You know, you read the Outback magazines and you look in the country life and you see all the positions for a Jillaroo. But that was always my dream. But when reality kicks in, you need something that's stable and something that provides a steady income. So in front of a computer screen at the local council was where I ended up.
Lucy Hansen is a graduate of the most recent Haywire program, which developed a range of ideas to improve life in the country. They include a season of sobriety for teenagers to swear off alcohol for a while, a telephone-based psychology clinic, and an online network to link students who feel isolated in the country. Ms. Hansen describes how the agricultural apprenticeship could work.
One apprenticeship that encompasses everything. At the moment you have your ag colleges, but you only have courses and degrees in animal husbandry or crop yield and things like that. So there's lots of things out there, but I just think there's no really one straight direct path that can get you to where you want to be.
And so how would it work? Would you hook up with a TAFE to make all of them accredited as one course?
Well, most definitely, you'd need your tertiary education provider for that. And I think TAFE, with its broad spectrum around the country, you know, there's so many opportunities for that. And other apprenticeship companies such as Work Skills and Busy at Work, they can all get involved. And that way we can get a widespread of this agricultural apprenticeship and get it up and running.
What do you think country towns are missing by not having this agricultural apprenticeship scheme that you described?
I'm very community orientated, and I just recently went to a few meetings for our Tourism Progress Association and things like that, and you can just see by attending these meetings that there's not many young kids involved. There's no youth in these organisations, so you can just see that eventually these great organisations and the way our community is being developed is eventually going to die out, because we've got no one in there to step up to the plate and continue on the great work that the elders of our community have achieved.
The scheme has the backing of the National Farmers Federation, the NFF's Industrial Relations Director, Danita Warne.
It's critically important that we encourage anyone who is interested in promoting work in regional Australia and training in regional Australia, and the NFF certainly commends the work of the Haywire Group. We need workers for agriculture in Australia. We believe that there's a shortage of anything in excess of 80,000 workers. Most of those are skilled jobs. And so to find skilled workers, we usually need to train them up. So the issue of vocational education and training and formal training on the job is of particular importance if we're going to meet this challenge.
Lucy Hansen is going to university to study teaching, but is hoping the agricultural apprenticeship could work for others.
Personally, I don't think there is anything standing in the way. We just haven't really acted on it. So I think all we need is a little bit of teamwork from government agencies, tertiary educations, and I think this can really get up and running. No one's really, I guess, thought of an idea like ours. So at the moment, we haven't faced any barriers, but I'm sure when we get into the thick of it all, there may be some barriers that stop us, but hopefully we can work our way around them.